I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News. The creator of a grass tennis court in Iowa has been inspired by loss. Mark Kuhn built his Charles City, Iowa court after losing a friend, but the loss last year of Kuhn's son prompted him to close the court for a while. Now he's bringing it back. I spoke with reporter Jack Cullen about this Sunday's Quad City Times big story.
So last year, Mark Kuhn, the owner of the All Iowa Lawn Tennis Club, closed his court because his son committed suicide in mid-July. And his son was someone who helped build this court in the beginning in the early 2000s. And it was a devastating blow to the Kuhn family and the region.
And talk a little bit about the origins of this court, because it started off with a loss as well.
Yes, in the early 2000s, Kuhn lost a neighboring farmer and friend. And at that point, he decided to pull the trigger and finally pursue this dream that he's had since the early 1960s, when he would listen to live broadcasts of Wimbledon on his grandfather's shortwave radio.
So he's an avid tennis player as well?
Avid tennis player, avid tennis fan. He's actually been to Wimbledon 4 times himself. He's worked alongside the groundskeepers and picked their brains and has even brought back those tricks to his own home court.
And this is rare to have a grass court in the first place, especially in the Midwest. And you're a tennis player. Can you talk a little bit about how cool it is that we have one so close to us?
Exactly. Yeah, it's 3 hours northwest of here. And a grass court is, you know, rare in the United States, but it's really rare in the Midwest, especially in Iowa. And I've only played on a grass court 3 times. One of those times was at the All Iowa Lawn Tennis Club in 2014. I took a friend from the Augustana College tennis team, a teammate of mine, and that's when I first met Mark. And so his court truly resembles those at Wimbledon, at the All England Lawn Tennis Club.
Yeah, what's it like being there?
Well, you're driving down this gravel road and, you know, it's in the middle of farm country and you see these wind turbines and you pull up at this farmhouse and into their driveway and you still can't see the court until you turn into their property, and all of a sudden there's this pristine court that shouldn't be there. It's, you know, really in the middle of nowhere.
With a nice backdrop as well, I imagine.
Exactly. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's the Kuhns have a 800-acre farm, corn and soybean farm, and just happens to be this grass tennis court there.
And he's, of course, been through a lot with the loss of a friend and then his son. Why is it important for him to keep this court open and keep it in such good condition?
Well, it's his passion, and, you know, it's a childhood dream of his to build this court on what once was a cattle feed lot that he did work on. And I think it's also the fact that he built this court with his son and another son and other family and friends, but he's continuing this tradition. It's really become a family tradition.
And it's not like an exclusive tennis club. Anybody can go to this, right?
That's what makes it really special. Anyone can play there for free. You call or contact the Kuhns and reserve a court time, and you go up there, and they will treat you, as Mark says, as bloody royals.
Oh, and what's the difference of playing on a grass court?
So grass is a really slick surface. The ball bounces lower than a regular hard court that we see here in the Quad Cities, and it skids very fast. So the movement is very different than moving on a hard court, for example. One person I talked to for this story compared it to playing football on ice.
And is it just usually avid tennis fans that go to this, or can you be an amateur and go just to experience it?
Even if you don't play tennis, if you've never picked up a racket, I still think it's quite a spectacle to see. And I think it does draw non-tennis players, tennis players alike from all over the country.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing the story.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You can read Jack Holland's big story on Mark Kuhn and his grass tennis court this Sunday in the Times and at qctimes.com.